Yes, thank you. We've been keeping quite a close eye on it, and you'll have seen I've been circulating around quite a few emails in terms of market commentaries, etc. So the last information that we've provided, that we've looked at in detail as a committee, was as at the 31st of December, the total value of the fund's investments was £655 million. As at the end of February, the most recent month end that we've got information from our, it's unaudited information, that had fallen by February to £625 million. As of this morning, that had fallen further to £585 million. So since December, since the 31st of December, the fund has lost 10.7% of its investment value. That is only 3.5% that has fallen since the 31st of March 2019. So it's not good, but it's not bad. Since December, our UK equities portfolio has fallen by 28.5%. The FTSE All Share Index has fallen by 29.9%. So again, it's fallen, but it's not fallen as badly as it could have done compared to the market. In terms of our global equities portfolio, that has fallen by 11.5%. But the All Countries World Index has fallen by 19.7%. So again, it's fallen, but it's not as bad as the market. So our active investment managers have been doing a reasonable job in mitigating the fall as best they can. And our diversified growth fund, which is supposed to give equity-like returns but not be positively correlated to equity. So when equities go up, it won't go up as much, and when they go down, it shouldn't go down as much, has achieved that of not going down too much. It's gone down by 6.3%, so it is giving us a little bit of reassurance. On the upside, our bond portfolio has gone up by 6.5%, and our property portfolio has stayed the same, more or less. So we are not in a bad position. We're not in the best position. We have lost a lot of money since the last quarter. However, as was demonstrated in the valuation slides, we're still in a good position in terms of our long-term funding goals. So I will keep circulating information. There is nothing that we can do about it. We can only ride it out and see how we go. But as I say, you know, at least our valuation was done at the 31st of March 2019. We could be Scottish and be worrying today about what our investment assets are doing to set our contribution rates for the next 3 years.
Yes, that's a very natural thing. Stock markets go up and down over a period of time. And you know, we're not a short-term organisation, it's a very long-term, about 20 years ahead. So we'll go up and down in the meantime. We just hope that overall will improve.
Okay.
Yep.
Let's go on to item 6 then.